This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. National FFA Week celebrates the past, present, and future members of the National FFA organization. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
We're in the midst of National FFA Week, and members across the state of Iowa have been celebrating through all sorts of activities. In fact, the Iowa FFA leadership team has been traveling everywhere to visit as many of the local chapters as possible. Holly Schmidt, president of the Iowa FFA Association, gave us a rundown on how Iowa FFA members have been celebrating FFA Week this year.
National FFA Week is being celebrated all over the state, all over the country, and many of the different activities going on this week center around the local FFA chapters. You know, these members have been working all year on the different activities they've been planning, and some of those involve an Ag Olympics, where members kind of get involved and do some different agriculture activities that are like contests. They have Kiss a Pig contests, different community service opportunities. They can compete in their sub-district contests for their leadership development events or career development events. And something that the state officers are doing this year is, again, chapter visits to go out, meet students from all across the state, and kind of give them the experience of learning more about FFA, leadership, and teamwork in the classroom and then in their supervised agriculture experiences.
Schmidt said it's a great time to celebrate every past, present, and future FFA member and agriculturist.
I would say just happy National FFA Week. This is a week for people who have worn the jacket in the past, who are currently wearing it, and for those future FFA members like we talked about. So thank a farmer for their contributions today. Make sure you're thanking your ag teacher. They put a lot of time in, and have a great National FFA Week.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.